Let's catch up.
An NFL podcast with Taylor Bisciotti
and Sam Batesh,
where we talk about the biggest headlines in the NFL.
So, Taylor, you know what? Let's catch up.
It's been too long.
Yeah, we really should.
Blue Wire.
Taylor, let's catch up. First, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. It's about to happen. And first of all, I mean, if you want, I mean, Taylor, I mean, I'm sure Santa brought you absolutely everything you wanted on Christmas. How was it?
It was a great Christmas, but my favorite part was the text message that I got from you last night, which was Levi as a present underneath the Christmas tree. It was absolutely adorable.
That was a good one. We'll have to share that with a few folks. That was a particularly staged little photo that just happened in the moment. It was actually, if you'll notice, all the presents are gone. It is after Christmas. There are sort of fake little cute wicker replacement gifts that are there just for show with the fake snow.
You don't need any other presents underneath the tree except for Levi.
Levi was pretty adorable there. But Taylor, look, Christmas or not, New Year's or not, so much has happened this season. We do get an extra week.
So much has happened, and why does it feel like it's week 27 right now?
I was just going to say, there's one extra week this season, but the sheer amount of things that are happening, and we talk so much, but there we were speaking even on Sunday night ahead of something else that happened Monday night that's pretty impressive, and we were just running through all of the fascinating items that have happened. I mean, if the season were to end as of this moment, of course it doesn't, but if it were, you and I were going back and forth on all of the things. Let me just run through. I'm just going to throw out a couple of things that have happened. And I think it's interesting. You and I should choose what would be the most surprising thing that happened this season if it were to end the day, it end on this particular day. What would be the most surprising thing? If you run through just a few of them, I mean, think about this. Of course, near and dear to your heart, the Bengals would be AFC North champs. I'm sure nobody saw that.
I don't think either one of us had that. Neither one of us predicted that. Both of us had different teams.
Of course. I mean, to be actually the champs of that division, I mean, for the Bengals to be a team that was on the rise and certainly making noise, no problem. But to truly stamp it with AFC North champions, I'm sure not. So let me rattle through a couple of these, and then you can come back and just choose the one that really just sticks out in your mind. First of all, there's Carson Wentz leaving the Colts to the playoffs. That would be shocking based on
certainly where he was. Arguably the best team in the AFC right now.
Yes, that's the other part of it, because they have absolutely been world beaters since their slow start. You've got on the other side of it, ironically enough, the Eagles as a playoff team, which, mm-hmm. of course, coming into the season, I think seemed quite strange. The Cowboys, not surprising at all, but the Eagles, certainly no one saw that. How about Cooper Kupp as the not just the best receiver in football, but going to go down as one of the most historic seasons in football, a triple crown leader in three of the most important categories for a receiver.
That one doesn't come as that much of a surprise to me, actually.
But to really
see the addition of Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp was already such a dominant receiver. And I feel like it's easier for him to be better with Stafford as his quarterback.
The relationship with Stafford is absolutely there. But even just for it to happen, when you run through who the receivers that it could have been, I think obviously if you would have asked folks, you would have had many votes for Devontae Adams. I think Justin Jefferson might have been that guy that people would have said would have had that next step, maybe potentially to be this. But the fact that it's Cooper is pretty awesome. How about Jonathan Taylor, the best running back in football? And of course, there are factors there with Derrick Henry's season having a hiccup there with missing that many games. But still, Jonathan Taylor.
No, absolutely. I would never have guessed that.
I don't think
Ezekiel Elliott for him.
Yeah, Dalvin Cook. How about the ugly seasons for both the Steelers and the Seahawks?
Sticking in that Rams division with the Seahawks. Yeah, I don't think anybody would have seen that coming.
The Seahawks. And then this one, Taylor, you were hitting me about the Cowboys on Sunday night. That's the number one offense in football. And there are categories where they're the number one defense. They're certainly a top 10 defense, but the most takeaways in the league on defense. And so for the Cowboys to be dominant on both sides of the ball that way was another one that, again, you wouldn't have necessarily seen it. I mean, you knew Dak was going to be back, but I don't think that we would have put them up there in regards to being dominating on defense. And there are, as I said, categories in which they are truly dominant. So the Cowboys are really a special team. And then here's one, Taylor. You know, we weren't necessarily going to include Tom Brady in this, but you have to, don't you, to be the leader in yards and touchdowns I mean, to truly have Brady, I mean, if he was just on the list of guys who were leading the league, that would be fine. But to be at the top, Taylor, for yardage and for touchdowns, I think speaks to it, his age, that he is just on another planet. Not that we didn't know that, but that just drives it home for Brady. And one other one I'll throw out there is just obviously what you see on Monday night. Dolphins are a playoff team, and I think you had a great stat earlier. What is it about the Dolphins? Because I know that they made some history.
They're now the first team in NFL history to have both a 7-game winning streak and a 7-game losing streak in the same season.
That's just weird. It's just weird. How does that happen? Yes, you added another game to this season, and like you said, it seems like we're in week 27, but it doesn't feel like the season is long enough to allow the Dolphins to be clearly one of the worst teams in the league. And then
they went
now,
from 1-7.
The hottest team in the league. How's that possible?
I don't know.
And if you pinpointed on one particular turning point, you'd have to say, and this one's painful for you, but
is the Ravens. Yeah. No, it definitely was.
That Ravens game, right? And that's absolutely the tiebreak that has them at they're a playoff team right now over the Ravens, which is just, it's scary to think again, if the season ended today, you'd have
and going
Miami
back
in
to
there.
Just focusing on week 16. Obviously, we're doing a recap of the entire season, but the Chargers lost to the Texans. That was one that I never saw coming. Kind
Taylor,
of inexcusable for a team that's on the playoff bubble.
If you
who has
just
two
spread
games next the following 2 weeks,
if you just unfurled the season, all of the games for the
or
season when
is
it
that
started,
exactly what the Chargers are, which is inconsistent. So maybe it was a perfect example of it.
We've said it, you know, there's the Parcells quote, you are what your record is, but for the Chargers, you know, who continue to go back
inches away
forth
from beating the Chiefs, and then they have 10 days of rest and then lose to the Texans.
And I had said it in that moment, right, Taylor? We looked at each other and said, and you were at that game, you know, incredible coverage that night, that Thursday night that you were at that Chiefs game in LA. And we said it coming out of that game, that defensive, I mean, if they would have made a defensive stop there, if they could have somehow kept the Chiefs out of the end zone for that final drive and regulation and held on to that win, think about how different the Chargers season looks. To win that game, to be leading the AFC West at that time, it could have been so different. And now here you are with this inexplicable Texans loss and now this battle for the playoffs all over again for the Chargers, for a team that at one point looked like they might establish themselves as the best team in that division. All right, so go for it, Taylor. If you have to circle one for just that moment, the most surprising thing for you in this season, if it were to just end today, what would it be for you?
I'd have to circle two, and it's that the Seahawks are 5-10, and that the Bengals are AFC North champions.
Yeah, you know what? I it's tough to not say the AFC North, that one sticks out with what the Bengals have done. You know what? I'm going to say the Colts. I'm going to say the Colts. I don't think a lot of people.
But you had them, that. I think, winning the division.
Yes.
Didn't you?
I had them as a playoff team. I actually had them as a, yes, I had them winning the South, and I had the Titans making the playoffs as well. I saw Indy as, but it's still surprising to see it unfold this way. And maybe it's because I'm sure that I'm skewed a little bit by the fact that the start was as bad as it was, because the Colts did not. And again, to even be in this position and having lost to the Titans twice is impressive. But I'll say this little comeback. I think a lot of people had Dak as the comeback player of the year, and he likely is running away with that. Obviously, another outstanding performance to put a stamp on it on Sunday night. But Dak's the comeback player of the year, and of course, you've got the injury as well. Wentz is in that conversation for how it was just sort of a disappearing act the year before. It wasn't necessarily based on injuries. It was just based on, I mean, getting hit so many times and that offensive line in Philly that could not keep him up, right? But Carson being this, and again, Jonathan Taylor is such a big part of it, but just Reich and Wentz being together again and having the Colts in this spot potentially as in the conversation for the best team in the AFC is the one that I'll hang my hat on, with a close second place to the Cowboys being dominant potentially on defense. That's one that I did not see coming as well. All right, there it is. So Taylor, there's so much more to come.
We'll have to do our New Year's resolutions next week.
Yes, I can't
know that
wait for that.
Has been thinking about this all week, so I can't wait to hear him.